to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
I take the whiskey drink, I take the chocolate drink, and when I have to pee, I use the kitchen sink.
They are the hunters of men's souls, who cannot be killed in the future of this darkness.
Not the most prestigious verbal abusers on the planet.
Well, I better say something.
Self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee, doing the long-awaited Scotch taste test. I'm your supreme Ayatollah for life of the self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee, Eric Robertson, and we finally got founding father John DeGrotto to stop in and say, "Hey, John."
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
And who else we got here?
This is Ben from Long Island.
Ben from Long Island.
And what you can tell by the accent.
Yeah, what part of Long Island is Chile in? Is that in Suffolk County?
Right next to Argentina.
All right, so we got like a pretty epic Scotch taste testing going on, and since John's going to drive later, he's going to skip some of them. But that's why we got Ben in here, right?
Yep, we're starting with what it looks to be the worst one.
Yeah, what looks to be the worst one right now, we got Cutty Sark, which I unfortunately... This is one of those things that when I was in the Army and I was like 19, I grabbed this because it was cheap and it came with a flask. And I remember thinking to myself as I was secretly pounding it in the field when you weren't supposed to have any alcohol, hey, this isn't bad, you know, because I was out in the desert and there was no other alcohol to be had. And then I bought this big old Magnum. That's what a 1.75 liter is called, in other words. The Magnum of Cutty Sark, and it was like $30, and that should have been my first clue that it was bad. But we're going to set the bar low, Ben. We're going to set them up to let them fall, and then we got plenty of other decent...
I don't know if that story of the Army is actually making it.
He wasn't, no, it's a true story. If he was in the Army and he had that shit.
Yeah, man, I had a... Like a couple of flasks of Cutty Sark out in the field training.
I know. My point is, I don't know if that's actually making me think it's better or worse than what I would expect. Let's do it, man.
Pouring them in the Jim Beam glasses. We got so many scotches today, we're going to have to pause a few times to clean out the glasses to make sure they don't contaminate themselves, you know, with, say, the Cutty Sark. But... What are you thinking about the smell?
Let me at least smell this.
Otherwise known as the nose.
Smells decent.
Smells okay, yeah. Smells kind of like flowery, don't you think? Like maybe with some wood?
It smells like having a really, really good scotch night, peeing it the next day, drinking it.
Well, if you look at it.
Johnny Walker Gold piss.
Yeah. This is Johnny Walker Gold after it's been filtered through your kidneys. It even kind of... It even kind of looks like urine, doesn't it? Yeah.
We're supposed to drink it?
Yeah, I think that's the idea.
Yeah, you don't have to drink the whole thing, but you did anyway. What do you think about the taste, Ben?
Dude, you look like you're about to die.
It's actually not that bad, man.
Really? You don't think it's that bad? Your face tells another story, bro.
Well... There's definitely fire to it, but to be honest with you, I think there's some scotch in there. But 95% of it is like this cheap perfume I bought my mom for Mother's Day when I was like 10. But
right.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad?
All right. Isn't that, I think that wine from Chile, actually. I'm going to go in for a look. You got that big-ass wine thing. I bought.
La Playa?
La Playa. La Playa.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
All right. Well, we're not doing wine tonight, but I just had that up there. Nice. I've got two things from Chile in my apartment at the same time.
Yep.
if I put this on the shelf now, is it going to get a lapse on me?
No, it's been holding that thing for a while. Right. Just try not to knock over all the brass. Or Bill Clinton. Or Homer. Or Nixon.
And what's your opinion, Mr. Eric?
Yeah, that's some good scotch, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow. You could almost taste it through all the goddamn water. Oh, well. It's got a lot of fire to it. It's got a little bit of taste, you know. It's pretty rough.
Definitely fire.
Yeah?
Yep.
This will get you fucked up if you continue to drink it. I guess that's the idea. Oh, it's got a little sailboat on the back of it in the glass. Or a big sailboat, or whatever that's supposed to be. It's a Cuddy. It's the Cuddy Sark. It's a green fucking bottle. Ugh. I definitely get the feeling that we've had the worst one of the night.
Yep.
Don't you think?
Yep.
All right.
Product of Scotland.
Product of course. I'm pretty sure everything Scotch. That's called Scotch is a product of Scotland. So, just in case somebody's wondering why I'm not announcing, like, the vodka, I would say where the vodka was from, or if it was France or Denmark or wherever, I'm not going to bother now, because it's fucking Scotch, and if it says it's Scotch, it's from Scotland.
There you go.
And this, evidently, is the product of some Scottish guy's kidneys, after he had some Johnny Walker. All right, so, speaking of Johnny Walker, you want to go ahead and hit up the Doers, or do you want to go for one of the Johnny Walkers first?
Whatever, man.
We got Johnny Walker Black and Johnny Walker Gold, right?
Start low and we'll work our way up.
Okay. So in that case, I think we'll go for the Doers next. And go ahead and pause it and get the Doers ready. Yep. All right. So we're going again.
Tomorrow morning?
Oh, God. Going again here. We're going with the next one, okay? Since Cuddy Sark was a blended Scotch whiskey that... evidently didn't have any kind of information about how long it's been matured. We're going to go with something similar like that. Blended Scotch Whiskey, Doers White Label. Also, no idea how long it had matured from the bottle. Okay, so we got Doers White Label. I would say the color looks like it's even weaker than the Cuddy Sark, which may not bode well for it. Go ahead and pour yourself a little, John.
All right. You ready, Ben?
Ben,
you do it. You're in control.
Ben with a Confederate shot glass.
Yeah, this looks a lot weaker than the very weak one, man.
Looks weaker than that one. Okay, yeah.
Looks like water with a sprinkle of dirt in it.
I'd go for the Dave and Buster's. You know what? From what I'm seeing, I might not even keep this in my bottle collection. This might just be like the pathetic, half-assed shit that we don't ever talk about again.
Let's not prejudge. Oh, God.
Yeah. Poor Ben's got almost half a shot there. Smells weaker than the last one.
Smells like nothing.
Like, literally, you barely pick up any kind of scent at all. What do you think, John? You had a sip, right?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm more intimidated by the flag.
He's getting ready to get lynched by the KKK.
So I thought he might be ready to jump into General Lee and try to outrun like some county sheriffs.
Not good.
No?
Nope.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't burn the mouth like the fucking Cuddy Sark did, right? Cuddy Sark is powerful.
Nah, different burn, but not a good one.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a fan of this. This is...
It's going in the garbage.
Yeah, I think the Doers White Label deserves a denouncing, actually. This is worse than the Cuddy Sark.
Yep. The other one was drinkable. This is just...
Yeah. This is like...
Never again, huh?
Nope.
No, I'm actually... Like, I actually put it in my mouth, and I get like some kind of weird chemical taste, almost. Yep. It's like something not natural, not born of a normal distillation process is in this. It's like... What do you got here? I think I got some scotch, got some water, got some wood flavor.
And antifreeze.
And NTSB.
Some brake fluid.
God.
Not good.
Doers White Label. Epic failure for the evening for making the Cutty Sark look good. Blech. All right. So, off to the trash. That's going to go.
Oh, my God.
And the next one that we got is another blended whiskey. This is famous in some circles. It's the Famous Grouse. It's, first of all, it's darker looking than the other two, so it should taste like something. All right. Go ahead and pour yourself some, John.
Thank you, sir.
Please enjoy our whiskey responsibly. Now, what was funny is the Dewars actually said, please enjoy our whiskey in moderation. And
we definitely did.
We definitely did not enjoy it. So we weren't
and
even
we moderate. Underconsumed it.
Yeah. Famous Grouse.
Smells awful.
Dude, my great uncle used to like this shit.
Why does it smell so bad? It doesn't even smell like scotch, dude.
You just had the other one, man. That's why.
No, it smells more powerful than the Dewars, that's for sure.
Maybe because it's so far away from my nose in this big glass.
Yeah.
But I do have a big fucking nose. It should be able to reach in there.
Yeah, right. This doesn't smell great either, does it?
Nope. It's not that strong.
I get this, like, weird chemical smell.
More
like,
chemicals?
Yeah, it's, like, burning my nose. You have to try it.
It clears your sinuses.
Yeah, that'll definitely do that.
Maybe I should snort it.
The color is a bit... color is a bit stronger than the Dewars or the Cutty Sark. Let's see what it tastes
like. Hey, if Steve-O can snort wasabi, I can snort some scotch.
This wasn't... Not bad.
Nope, this is a lot smoother than either the Dewars or the Cutty Sark was. This isn't bad tasting.
It's smooth, but it's weak.
It's got a very weak taste to it. This is true. But it's better.
At least, definitely not Windex in there. Yeah. The other two.
Yeah, it's like, what are we going to do with this? Well, we could water it down with some ammonia and clean our kitchens with it. This is what might wind up happening with Cutty Sark, because I did get the fifth of the Famous Grouse. I couldn't find a smaller bottle of it than that. But next up, we're going to start with the 12-year-old. And we've got...
Whoa, that sounds pretty fucked up.
Hey, man.
You got to rephrase that, bro.
The 12-year-old blended scotches.
There we go, that's better.
Yes, they were allowed to mature in their
cask. We just saw DeLorean, man, okay? It's hard to control our emotions right now.
Yes, you didn't mention it.
That's right, we went out to the Texas Roadhouse. It did not have any alcohol. Wait, you had a Heineken.
Yep.
Now, Ben, see, John ordered a water, and I ordered a Coke, and Ben's like, I think I'll go for something between a water and a Coke. I'm thinking he's going to say, like, a water and a Coke, or maybe a Diet Coke, or maybe iced tea. And then he goes, I think I'll have a beer. And the waitress, who was dressed like a nerd, because apparently it was nerd night at the Texas Roadhouse, went from...
What did she say? What did she say when I ordered the beer?
I didn't remember. She just
told me. Interesting, or that was shocking, or something like that.
I don't remember.
I think she might have said random.
That was random.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That sounded like something she would say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was too busy looking at her ass.
Yeah, she was the skanky nerdress with the suspenders and the three inch wide scuff of denim that they were calling shorts, I guess. I'm not complaining, I'm just saying that...
just saying.
Nerds like that didn't dress like that in my high school, you know. But who knows, maybe the times have changed.
Back to the DeLorean.
To the DeLorean, that was the whole fucking...
So we walk out.
How did you get sidetracked like that, man?
Because I got to think about that chick's shorts.
Oh, okay. But you were really talking about Ben's beer.
Well, then we moved on to the chick's shorts.
Alright.
But then we... went outside, and there's a fucking time machine in the front. It's a DeLorean.
And Eric will be uploading those pictures.
Well, I might have been uploading those pictures, but...
you have to upload the pictures with the pictures of the bottles of scotch.
Half the reason I was taking the pictures was because it had a vanity license plate, which was pretty cool. It says, WTF is it? Like, it's not bad.
All right.
Not a bad vanity plate. You know, I've
for a DeLorean.
For DeLorean, yeah. Did you hear about the woman, like this was like 10 years ago, but the woman whose vanity license plate that said atheist got rejected?
Oh, yeah?
For being controversial.
All right.
Yeah. And then now we got WTF on the license plates, so, hey, there we go. A well-known acronym for a curse word. Acceptable and not controversial. Martha at the DMV, however, thought atheist was too controversial to be allowed on the roads. All right. So, overall, famous grouse, not bad. What do you think?
All right. I don't think I would have it again, but it's not horrible.
Yeah. I would say if someone was serving it at, like, a dinner or something.
If it was free, I would drink it, yeah.
Yeah, the Cutty Sark, and especially the Doers, I think I would pass. I'd be like, are you sure you don't have any water?
No, this one was not bad. The other ones were horrible. This one was a lot less bad than the other two.
All right, let's get to the real stuff now. Yep. Come on, no more games.
All right, now that we've set the bar low, let's raise it a little higher. Starts be back in a minute.
Call Scott. I bet you he would come over right now.
Should. Yeah, why don't you? Where is this guy? Who is this guy?
This guy
here. It might be too late.
Huh?
It might be too late.
He's probably tired, man.
It's like
11:30. Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a bunch of scotches left over, right?
What time are you going to be at work?
I have to leave my house at 5.
Are you serious? Alright, we got to get put this into high gear, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My boy here needs to be up at 5.
Oh, shit.
At a house at 5?
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we're about ready to pick it back up here in a second.
Come on, you gotta get the Maverick, man. Dude, you still haven't told him.
I forgot about it.
Okay, so now that we are ready to kick it up a notch, what do we got here? We got two blended Scotch whiskeys that we know are 12 years old. 12-year-old whiskeys, not 12-year-old boys. Even though John is a Catholic, reformed, after an old encounter with a priest. So, what we got here, we actually have three, but two are blended and one is single malt. And John, you have an objection to testing the single malt with the blendeds, right?
I do. I feel like we've been doing the blended all night, and I think we should stick with it. Single malt is totally different from blended.
Yeah, well, this is true, but you don't think that it would even be comparable. You don't think it'd be fair to put this 12-year-old single malt against the blended.
No, not tonight.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and set this one aside for later and skip that then. That was the single malt whiskey that we had laying around, the single malt scotch, I should say. So what we do have is the Chivas Regal 12-year-old. We've had this one around for a while. It is quite good, in my opinion. John, please help yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Now, we also have...
he's like, I need more like it.
Like, yeah, this is... Right? This isn't...
Oh, I saw.
Not going to be garbage,
there
right?
There we go. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Oh my god, dude!
Yeah, right?
No, because he left it there. I thought you wanted a little more.
Oh, you see, you gotta let him know when to stop.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I think I could live with this because.
This is some good shit.
I know for a fact this is good shit. Had it around for a while. And we do have one competitor up against it that you brought over. What do we bring over to square down with it?
We got Johnny Walker Black, which is also 12 years old.
No, 12 year old blended Scotch whiskey is well known. Put it 1-to-1. Oh. Smells so much better. This is like sweet smelling. You could barely even smell any alcohol at all. Doesn't smell like it'll strip the paint off my walls or dissolve my drywall.
I do want to change things up a little bit here.
What's that?
I want to alternate.
What is it that you want to alternate? Oh, you want to...
I want to go back and forth.
You want to go ahead and put them back to back?
Yes, I am.
Even the color, man. The older ones were like...
The last one was clear.
Horrible.
Oh, wait, no.
That was the famous grouse.
That wasn't too clear.
No, yeah. The Doers was just...
The Doers was, like, almost water-looking. Yeah. And still somehow managed to overpower us with its chemical odor.
Look at the difference. The Johnny Walker Black is darker.
Let me go ahead and grab a photo of that. Johnny Walker.
Let's even him out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Put them head-to-head against each other.
There we go.
Have we got six glasses in total, so we could each do the same thing? All right. Ready. Steady. Yeah, you could even tell in the photo that the... what's that in your right hand, the Johnny Walker?
This is the Johnny Walker in the right hand.
Okay. The Johnny Walker in your right hand, which is in the left on the photo, that's noticeably darker than the Chivas Regal.
I am liking the Johnny Walker a lot better, much smoother.
You prefer the Johnny Walker?
Mm-hmm.
And let's go ahead and, Ben, why don't you pour yourself some Johnny Walker? I'll do the same.
I am liking the Johnny Walker. They're both good, but the Johnny Walker is smoother.
We'll see about that.
Let them know when to stop this time.
Keep pouring. It's John, so, you know, I'll drink
yeah,
a bunch
you
of it.
Can drink all my fucking scotch.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure.
It over.
It's for a good cause.
Yep, it's for research purposes.
We should be getting funding from the government.
It's for science, fool! We should probably get ourselves some of that stimulus money. I mean, they gave it for everyone else in the goddamn world, right?
That's right.
Okay, but yeah, Chivas Regal, 12-year-old, blended scotch.
Wow.
Mm.
They're both really fucking good.
Very good. Taste some... You know, most of these scotches, I'm definitely getting that wood from them, you know? I'm not really picking up a lot of other, especially from the cheaper ones, any other kind of flavor at all, except for, like, wood and chemical. And the chemical is weird, you know?
They're both very good, man. I actually felt like the Johnny Walker burned a little more.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually surprised by that.
Going in for the Johnny Walker. I can tell you right now, the nose tells me that the Chivas is a little better.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't you think?
But actually, I reversed my decision. I think I like the Chivas a little better.
I like both.
Well, there's nothing wrong with liking both.
I don't know if I can say that one is better than the other.
Mm.
They're different. But
yeah, that's true.
Well, especially comparing to what we just had before.
It's a whole nother level.
Yeah, the famous grouse was the best one out of those three. And
which is not really that famous. Man. Yeah. I never heard of it.
Like I said, I think my freaking great uncle or some shit used to like it, and he picked up the...
So
like
it a lot has of sentimental value to you.
Some of it, yeah. That's probably the old, that sentimental value is worth, is that $27 I spent on that fifth. Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? Great uncle was old and he didn't fucking do this shit like I'm doing, so we're going to enjoy some more advanced, better stuff.
Mm.
Johnny Walker, definitely smooth. I am going to have to go with smoothness to the Chivas Regal, though. This is the Johnny Walker Black Label, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
both of them are 12-year-old.
Both of them 12-year-old.
That you want to fuck.
Whiskies. That you want to fuck. These are both excellent, to tell you the truth. The taste?
Reminds me of that Doug Stanhope joke that he told last time we saw him. He's like, I fucked a 9-year-old. And then everybody gets really quiet and awkward. And he's like, well, I was 9. we're both 9 and we fucked.
Yeah, some of you are playing doctor and we just cut the shit. And, you know.
I think you need to tag Doug Stanhope in this podcast.
You know what? If nothing else, we'll just take like a group shot. I'll get my Fuck the Yankees jersey out.
Fuck the Yankees. You got a Fuck the Yankees jersey.
Yeah.
From Doug Stanhope. That's one of his little bits.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny right now, because here we are, we're drinking, got Johnny Walker Gold, or Johnny Walker Black. Either way, Johnny Walker, official sponsor of the Yankees. Got
That's
Kettle
right,
One,
baby.
Got Kettle One in the freezer. Another official sponsor of the Yankees.
And don't forget about Jim Beam.
Jim Beam, official bourbon of the Yankees, which proves that the Yankees don't drink a lot of bourbon, or else I think they'd be more discerning.
I can't believe Jim Beam is making enough money off of that crap fucking bourbon to even sponsor the Yankees.
Yeah, there's poor idiots in New York, too, apparently, you know? But Jim Beam Black is decent. I'm going to show you this other thing, though. By the time we put this out, it'll be... By the time we put this episode out, the bourbon episode will already be out. Okay? But this is Knob Creek. This shit goes for about $40 for a fifth, okay? That is not cheap bourbon at all. And what we came up with is it tastes just like Jim Beam with fucking Sweet and Low in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh my God.
It's terrible, that shit. We tried the bourbons before, you know? You and I, we had that one tasting that we didn't record. We had, what, the Southern Comfort and the Jim Beam.
The Southern Comfort Reserve, which you can only buy at duty-free shops. So you can't even buy it at a liquor store.
Like it's like SoCo Special Reserve. That was like really sweet kind of liqueur.
It was delicious. It was comparable to Jim Beam Red Stag.
Yeah, which was actually also, I think we tasted that too at the same time, didn't we? The Red Stag?
No, Red Stag we finished a long time ago.
Yeah, the Red Stag. That's sitting up.
That was some good shit, though.
It's sitting up in your collection, right?
Yes, sir.
That's actually, we have the Jim Beam Red Stag. It was like one of the first things we had from the Jim Beam collection, like the Jim Beam line of products.
And that was actually good.
It was really good.
We loved it, and then the next thing you know, we tried regular Jim Beam, and it was awful.
It was fucking horrible. It was like we literally cringed in disgust. And we had that day the SoCo. That's right, we had the SoCo. That's the SoCo Special Reserve, I should say. We had four drinks that time, and one was the Jim Beam, and the other was Jack Daniels.
And Jameson, perhaps?
Jameson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Jameson. Okay. So the Jameson was really good, mm-hmm. And that was Irish whiskey, so it's not going to be in our taste test tonight because we're just doing scotches. But the Jameson was good. The SoCo Special Reserve, just on its own, had the best flavor. It was kind of syrupy, though. And... Jack Daniels is Jack Daniels, mm-hmm. Generic whiskey, pretty much. And Jim Beam, we actually...
Yeah, it was one of those. Oh. I bought a bottle of it, just, you know, I try to round out my collection, get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I thought that would be good. And,
not good.
I was mistaken. It's got that fire on it and everything.
Yeah,
but it's awful.
So we actually did two bourbon tastings, right, Evan and I. We did the very first recording we did. We had two bourbons at the end, and we thought one of them was okay, and the other one was pretty horrible, okay? I actually took the horrible bourbon to a party to try to kill it, and...
Nobody wanted it.
No, it was actually really good, but the difference was, like, the people that drank the bourbon hadn't drank anything else but bourbon that night. And what we figured out since then is that when you mix the different kinds of liquor...
When you compare them.
Yeah, when you mix the different kinds of liquors, right? If you have vodka and then bourbon... Or if you have beer and then bourbon, the bourbon will taste horrible because it's just so much more powerful than the other stuff. Like, a lot of times bourbon is more than 80 proof, and pretty much nothing else is more than 80 proof, you know? So, Buffalo Trace was the bourbon we were talking about. And we almost threw Buffalo Trace under the bus. It was actually one of the better bourbons that are out there, okay? So the lesson is, don't mix your different kinds of liquors.
That's right.
So what are we coming up here with here? Do we like the Johnny Walker or the Chivas, or are we going to call it a fucking draw?
I think, Ben was right. You know, one isn't better than the other. They're both different, and they're both delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with either one. But Chivas is less expensive than Johnny Walker, so you get more bang for your buck out of Chivas.
It looks cheaper. Now, you got the liter there, though, right? How much did you pay for that?
Actually, it was a gift.
Of the Johnny Walker?
It was a gift.
Oh, it was a gift?
Yeah, I got that as a gift from a customer on one Christmas.
All right.
From a drunk friend.
Oh, come on, man.
I was trying to quit.
Yeah?
No, it was from a customer, believe it or not. And the year prior, he gave me a bottle of Patron.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So he thought you were a drunk.
He knew I was a drunk.
But yeah, so we tried the different bourbons next to each other. And we had like four different ones on just a bourbon night. And we thought that the heavyweights were going to be Maker's Mark and the Knob Creek. Mm-hmm. Which were both like pretty expensive. They go, you know, for a comparable price mark, right? And the Maker's Mark, predictably, was really good, and this was fucking horrible. We have actually denounced this. We will never buy it again.
And how much does it go for again?
This is mad expensive. This is like $40 for a fifth.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's exactly what we're coming up with, is like it tasted like Jim Beam Black. If not regular Jim Beam, with Sweet and Low in it. With the pink shit from fucking coffee shop.
Wow.
So, just to let you know.
I actually wanted you to bring by the Evan Williams, which was the worst of the night.
Okay.
Or I wanted you to bring back by your Jim Beam, which was the worst of the night, to put head-to-head against Evan Williams in the Knob Creek so we could see which was the lowest of the low.
Don't forget Jose Cuervo.
Jose Cuervo is not a bourbon.
But it's awful. It's just a battle of the most awful liquors you can come up with.
It's another episode.
Yeah, how bad can it go?
The worst of the worst. What's the worst possible liquor we could buy?
We'll have to bring back the Fresh vodka and the Sobieski vodka.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Yankee update, they're winning 6-1 in the 8th inning of Game 3 against the Twins.
Oh, really? Because they're up 6-0, so it looks like the Twins are making a comeback.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No, me neither. Looks like the Twins have lost another year in a row to the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs.
Fist pumps, baby.
Yes.
All right. And with that, I think we're going to pause. We're going to finish off this lovely, lovely scotch that we have here. And I'm going to get my Fuck the Yankees jersey just to be a contrarian. And, you know, we'll be back in a minute. We've got another set to taste test against. It's going to be our intro music. I think that should be the Maverick theme song, don't you think?
Dangerous? Find Dangerous from Top Gun.
Dangerous? I wonder if I have any Top Gun on here. Let's see here.
Or You Take My Breath Away, is that the other song?
No, I actually don't have the Top Gun. Like, I have the Top Gun CD actually in my car, but I don't have it on my iTunes in here. I probably bought that like in 97, which actually means it was closer to 86 when the movie came out than today.
And you were only 14.
I was only 14. I guess that would be true.
Once, also when my brother was also a surfer, okay, and I started dating this girl, so I wasn't really hanging out with him a lot. I mean, not every day, but like 5 times a week. And my brother was with him every day. And my brother would go surfing, and he would go with him. But just, like, stay on the beach, and my brother would be surfing or whatever. And then, all of a sudden, he became a surfer. Without a surfboard or anything. So we would go to college, and he would show up, like, a surfer. With, like, sunglasses, and, like, a sweatshirt. Like, dressed up like he was a surfer.
And he never surfed.
Tanned and everything. One day, my brother's like, dude, this fucking guy, you know, he's, like, loving the fact that I'm a surfer. And that, like, he hangs out with me, so I guess now he became a surfer, and we started watching him. He started coming with, like, swimsuits and stuff.
Like body gloves.
But with, like, formal shoes. One day we come to school with my brother, and this guy, man, he's completely dressed up as you could tell he was, like, a surfer with his hair, like, down, you know, longer hair, tan, sunglasses. He's like this at a bench in school. With a shirt all the way up to here, his shorts all the way up to here, no shoes, like this, like getting a tan on a bench. If we just saw him, we're like, dude, is that him? I don't know, man. It looks like him. We get closer and closer, and we realize it was him. We're pretty much right next to him, and we just started laughing our asses off. He's like, what's up, man? Don't wake me up like that, man. You can't just wake me up like that, man. Getting a tan here. What the fuck are you doing, man? What are you doing? And he looks at my brother, and he smiles, and he goes, I'm a surfer now. He's one of the biggest characters I've ever met, man. I spoke to him like a week ago. He works for a big company. He's got a nice job, but it's the same moron.
Hey, John. You want to open up that Johnny Walker Gold label that you brought in?
What about it?
You want to open it up?
And we'll go ahead. Open up both bottles or just a Johnny Walker?
I think I'll open up the Chivas since that was my birthday present from you.
Oh, okay.
And I've been waiting to open it since
holy
you got here.
Cow. The bottle is even heavier. Is it?
Well, it's not.
Well, the Johnny Walker Black wasn't full, though.
It's a different quality bottle.
Time to drink.
Are we live?
Yeah, we've been live. The whole Maverick story was live.
No, really?
It's true.
You're such a liar.
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah, this is a substantial bottle.
Right?
But this one is pretty
all
substantial,
right, you
too.
You got your fingerprints all over. Come on, man.
Oh, like you can't wipe it off? Here, try this.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty substantial bottle, too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty far out. Holy shit.
Look at the bottoms of them. They've got like a freaking inch of glass underneath.
I would say this one's even
more solid?
More solid than the other one.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because it's gold signature. That's why.
It's gold signature as opposed to gold label, right? So we got the final ones of the night. We've got the 18-year-old Johnny Walker gold label versus the 18-year-old Chivas Regal.
I have to say, you know what? How stupid do they think we are, man? It says Scotch whiskey right on it, and then it says produce in Scotland.
They all say that.
They all do.
Yeah, but come on.
Maybe it has to say it by law or something. What do you think?
Probably.
Quite possible.
Yeah. This is pretty crazy, though. I'm just going to dig out the 12-year-old bottle.
Now you really want to compare, huh?
Just to compare and contrast the bottles.
Yeah, yeah, this doesn't have that bottom at all.
Yeah,
neither one has the bottom. That's the big difference.
Yeah, as far as just the bottle goes, yeah. It's like...
That's where all the weight is.
See, well, the 18 is like standing on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Yes. That's like standing on a glass pedestal in both of them. Meanwhile, it's like the exact same bottle, except for... Well, actually, it's not the exact same bottle. Mm-hmm. It's actually a little wider, too. Probably the...
This bottle right here is no joke, man. The Johnny Walker... It's a solid bottle.
Yeah, these are both like murder bottles here. You know? So I'm going to break open the seal on the Chivas Regal. You get the seal of Johnny Walker Gold.
I think we need to cork this fucker.
You got to decork it? I think we just need to break open the seal. So the cork should be able to come on its own. See, the Chivas, that's an easy sled. I've already got the seal off. The 18-year-old.
Ah.
She's been waiting.
Oh. Oh. Heavenly. Get a whiff of that.
Mmm. This isn't bad either. I notice this does look substantially darker compared to the 12-year-old, definitely. And I think the Johnny Walker is kind of the same way, too, even though the Johnny Walker Black was darker compared to the Chivas Regal 12.
This smells really good.
Let's do this.
What do you think about this one, Ben? 18-year-old Chivas.
Smells good. I think the Johnny Walker actually smells a little stronger.
Just to cap the...
Yeah, it helps when the cap's off.
No, I don't smell any of it. Yeah, definitely.
Now it's my turn.
My turn,
motherfucker.
Wow.
See? It both smells so good. Can I pour some Chivas while I have it?
Actually, I haven't done the nose test yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Let's see where you were, Bogart and the Johnny Walker Gold. Both excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. You know? They probably cost about the same, too. I think they're about $70, $80 a piece. Now, you got the leader, I think. I got the fifth. So, there's the difference. Actually, you bought this. How much was it?
I think it was like $60 or $70.
Yeah, and this one here was $80 today, mm-hmm. Johnny Walker. And what do you got, the fifth or the leader?
That's the leader.
Okay. Yeah. You do know why there are 750 milliliters and a liter, right?
No, why is that, Eric?
Okay. Because back in the day, they used to use the English system, right? And they would sell them in quarts and fifths of a gallon. And a liter is almost exactly the same as a quart. 750 is almost exactly the same as a fifth.
There we go.
Yes.
Brilliant.
So, you refer to a fifth?
Don't pour it in that one, man. That's one a bitch.
What?
Don't pour it in that glass. Use a better glass.
Use another glass?
Yes. All right.
The Glenfiddich.
I used that one before. That's why I'm telling you. Okay. That's not a good glass to be drinking scotch in.
Think the Glenfiddich is a shitty glass?
There you go. You'd probably be better off with that.
I don't have bellies.
Is your, use the Kahlua Especial kind of half-assed martini glasses?
There you go.
Alright. Thank you, sir.
Alright. Let's do this.
Chivas 18-year-old.
Which one are we going to try first?
I think I'm going to go for the, close it. It'd be a tragedy if anything happened to either one of these things.
Yeah, I don't think we can go wrong here.
Are you using one of the, Kahlua glasses?
No, I'm not. I got these two over here.
Right, that's fine.
You need a Kahlua glass?
No, it's okay. First impressions. Definitely. I think the Johnny Walker, once again, smells stronger.
Yeah, you're right about that. Definitely.
Which one's which?
They look exactly the same in the glass.
Yeah?
This is the Johnny Walker.
Yeah,
they look exactly the same.
They're like almost the exact same color. It looks like almost the... it's hard to tell because my glass is just like shaded.
Yeah, you can't tell in that one. Maybe just take a closer look at these.
All right.
They look exactly the same.
They do. They're both a very pretty amber color. You know? I might say this is the Chivas?
Yes, sir.
I might say the Chivas looks a little darker, almost imperceptible.
I think so. They're exactly, man. Exactly the same.
But definitely the Johnny Walker smells
stronger. Yeah, I agree with
stronger.
That. Alright, let's do it. Did you try any yet, Ben?
Nope.
Alright, which one are we going to go
for? Let's go for
the
Johnny Walker first.
Alright.
You got Johnny Walker in my left hand?
Has a little kick to it.
A little kick, and the sides of my tongue are tingling, too. Just, it's unusual. You know, I think the Johnny Walker Black was actually smoother than this one. This is the gold label. This is kind of a little harsher than that. But, I really like the tingle I'm getting out of this. This is crazy.
It's pleasurable.
It's a nice tingle. It's not a horrible tingle at all.
Oh my god, don't do that again.
What do you think, Ben?
I agree with you. There's definitely a little kick to it. But it's good. Strong. Strong flavor.
It's almost got like a kind of syrupy quality to it, the texture.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's almost like it's compared, especially compared to the 12-year-old, it's almost like it's too thick, you know? Not too thick, but just like it's a lot thicker. Yeah. And I guess that's what you get for the extra 6 years it sits in the wood, you know? You get more of that like sap and whatever else is in there.
Smells like God's vagina.
Yep. If only vaginas tasted like that.
Oh God.
We wouldn't have so many fish jokes. That was excellent, though. All right, I'm ready to go for the Chivas. How about you guys?
Yeah. Yep.
Ben says with the water in his hand. Yep.
I'm going for the Chivas.
Much smoother.
Yeah, I was surprised with the Johnny Walker, man. It was stronger than what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a lot more smoother. Mm-hmm. It's almost more like syrup with fire.
The Chivas? Absolutely no. Neither of those things. It's smooth. And it's sweet, but it's not syrupy at all either, you know? It's like the Johnny Walker was almost sticky, almost.
Maybe we need to shake the bottle.
We didn't shake the other bottle. Maybe it's not actually glass. Maybe that's just the water that separated out, right?
Oh, God.
No. I'll tell you that much. The bottles on both of them, I'm going to give the edge for the bottle. I think the best bottle of the night is the Johnny Walker Gold Label. I really like the look of it, as opposed to the Chivas, okay? That being said, though, I think the best thing we've drank tonight is the Chivas 18-year-old.
I agree.
Definitely.
Good shit.
Excellent shit. Thank you for the birthday present, John.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, you get me this for my birthday in May. It is now October.
Yeah.
Finally got around to coming over so we could drink it.
Yeah, that's a lot of discipline.
It's worth the wait, though.
5 months on the show.
I don't think I think this is going to last me a while, this bottle, even though it's only a fifth, because I'm not going to want to drink it every night just to drink it, you know? This is, like, extraordinary product. This is awesome. Yes, that's the sound of the underground test facility getting bombed.
We're in a bomb shelter?
We are in a bomb shelter. This is the secret underground test facility. This isn't my house. This is the secret underground test facility.
I do see the 20-inch thick steel doors over there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But definitely.
I'm glad we're not doing it anymore.
This may sound like a like blasphemy, but the Johnny Walker Gold, not the best of the night.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to trade with you. I'm taking home the cheese.
I like the Johnny Walker better than the
Really?
Yep. The 18-year-old, you prefer the Johnny Walker? Now, why is that?
I have to tell you, man. They're both very good. But I kind of like the thickness of the Johnny Walker.
Because it's a personal preference, you know?
I do like smoother better.
Well, it depends. If something's like that thick, it's almost like it's designed to be mixed with something. But when you start spending this much money on liquor, you don't want to mix it with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to be able to drink it straight. You know, unless you just have that much money that you want to have a marginally better... what do you even mix scotch with? Scotch on the rocks, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe on the rocks would be better, you know? Because it, like, melts down a little bit. But, anyway. So the blue label is actually 21 years old, right?
Yes.
And the red label.
They estimated to be 21.
There's
years
a green
old
one too.
Yeah, the green's 15 years.
So I actually have two single malt scotches that we're not going to try tonight. One's 12 years old, and the other's 18 years old. We do that another day, you know. But these were all blended whiskeys that we were trying today. And yeah, looks like we got a 2-1 vote, even though they're both excellent. 2-1 vote in favor of the Chivas, and we got the Johnny Walker. All right, so I think it's a good taste test. Now, are we going to actually denounce the doers and say nobody should buy it?
Absolutely not.
Under any circumstances, no reason?
No.
I want to extend that to the Cutty Sark, too. Even though I still have half a magnum of it, I almost want to pour it down the sink, especially after having had the 18-year-old Chivas. This is what scotch is supposed to be. And the 12-year-old definitely was good, too. Both the Chivas and the Johnny Walker. And the Johnny Walker 18-year-old, all excellent. Okay, but I think I would definitely...
You know, the crazy thing, it's... I mean, we all know how good they are. But the jump from them to the cheapest ones, you know,
it's
so
difference.
Huge, man. Yeah. It's like drinking perfume and then drinking scotch. It's a big jump.
It's like, how do they even justify calling Dewars and Cutty Sark scotches?
How do people buy it, man?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you're gonna buy like scotch,
can you imagine
like that?
The next day after having a bottle of one of those pieces of crap that we had at the beginning?
If you just got that drunk and you were that broke that you had to go for the freaking Magnum of Dewars and pound it.
Whoa!
I think you could find cheaper domestic stuff that would be less bad. To tell you the truth, you know, like I think for the same money as the big ass Dewars, I'd get myself like a Iceberg vodka. And bury it with some orange juice or something. You know? But definitely, Dewars is horrible. Dewars, that was the white label, it said.
And the collar.
It looked watered down.
Yeah.
Now, which one was your the one that your dad drank?
Dewars.
That
it wasn't that label, I think. But see, I remember it being a little darker.
Okay. He wanted to bring back the...
We're all different.
Bring it back to Chile. Look at this amazing stuff I found. And we're just like, ugh. We wouldn't buy that if you gave us money to. I'm glad I only got the sample size of that one. Jesus, amazing stuff. So you are leaving the Johnny Walker Gold, though, right?
Yes, and I'm taking the Chivas.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to weigh this in my mind. It's like, well, the Chivas is a little better, but the gold I got so much more of. It's a tough call. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Big winner for the night, I think, is going to be the Chivas, even though we do have a dissenting vote on that. And both the Chivas and the Johnny Walker 12-year-olds were excellent, too, with the famous Grouse being not so famous, and the Cuddy Sark and the Doers being denounced garbage. Yep. Thank you very much for joining us tonight here on the Long Island Booze Committee, spending your time with us. And thanks very much, Ben and John, for stopping in.
Thank you, Eric.
You got it, man.